Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Wednesday, November 30th, and we are here trying to answer your financial questions. If there's something going on, if maybe a little bit of a break from your workday has given you some permission to think, to wonder what your next phase of your financial life will look like, and you want to run it past us or the rest of the Jill on Money listening audience, all you need to do is go to our website. It's jillonmoney.com, and you click the Contact Us button, which is in the upper right-hand corner. And you complete the form. At the end of it, there's a little box that says, would you be willing to come on the air? If you say yes, guess what? Mark does everything else. Today, we are joined by Carrie, who's on the line from Virginia. Hello, Carrie. What can we do for you today?
Hi, Jill. And I'm just super excited to be on the show.
Excellent.
I have a couple questions regarding my financial health.
Okay.
And especially how to save better and invest smart.
Okay. I'm already going to guess that you're saving just fine. You seem very like excited. So now no one sounds excited when they're worried about like, I don't have enough money. That's what I think. I think you sound very excited and like upbeat, which makes me think you're probably already in good shape. So let's go. Tell us about yourself.
So I'm 40 and my husband is 42. Mm-hmm. We have one toddler who is 2.5. We have no more children, which is great.
You got the Mark Talercio plan.
Yes. So we live in the DC area, and our household income is $500K.
Wow. That's great. Congratulations. That's a big chunk of money. Good for you guys.
My husband, he's a lawyer. He works at a top law firm. He makes $100K plus bonus of $100K a year. Mm-hmm. But he works like 100 hours per week.
Oh, that's interesting. 100, 100, 100. 100 base, 100 bonus, 100 hours a week. That's a lot of work. Okay, what about you? Are you also a lawyer or you do something different?
I would never want to be a lawyer. It's just too crazy.
What do you earn?
I make $130K.
Okay.
Plus a $5K bonus every year. So my husband, his plan is to get a new job probably next year or so, to reduce his income, that most likely he will have 2/3 of his pay.
And, okay, that's not terrible if he can have a life. If you could, yeah. In other words, if he said, okay, instead of 200, I'm making 140, that seems like a pretty good trade-off if you can have a life. I don't know, is he the type who's going to work hard no matter what though?
No.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Okay. Is this drop-off in income, is it going to change your lives, you think?
No.
Okay.
Because we don't really spend much money. Every month, no matter how much more we make, we pretty much stay the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. So how much do you think you spend?
8 to 10K every month, including the mortgage and everything.
So you make 130 plus a $5,000 bonus. He makes 200,000. Are you both maxing out your 401Ks or 403Bs?
Yes, we do max out our 401k. Actually, my husband makes close to 400k.
You said, did she say 100 and 100? I heard that. Let's do that again. Okay, so how much does your husband make?
He makes 300k, that's a base, and 100k, that's a bonus.
So you're saying he, of his 400,000 that he makes, he will have to not, like, what does he really think he can make in a new job that is, you know, a lower amount, but what do you think is the amount that he would make in a new job that where he doesn't have to work 100 hours a week?
200 to 250.
Okay. So you think he can make 200 to 250. You make 130. That's plenty because you're spending $8,000 to $10,000 a month, right? So you feel comfortable with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And you're both maxing out your retirement accounts. Do you do pre-tax or do you do a Roth type of retirement account?
Pre-tax, but I have listened to your show for a while. I know I need to start doing the Roth starting next year.
We'll see. Yeah, well, certainly when his income goes down, let's look at this for a second. Stand by while I pull out my handy dandy little grid of tax rates. It is possible that you guys are going to go from, well, you're probably in the 35%. You'll go down to 32%. That could be kind of good for you. You may even go down to 24%. It kind of depends. But in that case, I think it's worth at least one of you starting to use some Roth option. Okay. So tell us about the amount of money you've saved so far.
So for the retirement savings, we have combined a total of 400K. That's mostly in traditional 401K. And 100K, that's ESOP offered by my current company. Mm-hmm. So a combined retirement savings, about $500,000.
That's great. Congratulations. What about non-retirement money?
Yeah, we have a high yield saving account. That's 20,000K.
Okay.
And we also have a Vanguard brokerage account. As of today, it's 320K.
Look at you guys. That's good. How about money saved for your kid, for the 2.5-year-old? Any 529 plan?
Yes, we started saving that when he was born. So right now we have 30K there, and mm-hmm. we contribute $500 every month.
Do you find that you slide money into your brokerage account every so often? Does that happen at bonus time? Or do you, in addition to the 529 plan, are you also putting some set amount of money into the brokerage account at Vanguard?
Yeah, every month we contribute to the Vanguard brokerage account about $7,000 or more.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow. That is big. How much is your house worth?
The house we bought last year, $770K, the market value.
Okay. And what do you use a mortgage to buy the house?
Yes. We sold our townhouse. We bought this one. So we have $200K left.
Mm-hmm. And what's the interest rate on that?
3.75%.
Oh my
God. We were so lucky last year.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it crazy? Like you think about just in a year how things can turn around. It's why sometimes when, you know, people will say to me like, you know, well, we're thinking of buying. And sometimes I'm like, well, if you find the right place, then you may just want to jump in. Now it's almost the exact opposite advice, which is unless you find the perfect place and you've got a ton of cash on hand, I'm happy for people to chill out. Well, it sounds like you're in amazing shape. I guess my question would be if your husband, you know, takes a reduction, if he goes from making, you know, 400 to 2 or 250, you'll probably not be able to save as much money in the brokerage account. But that's okay. I'm just like, even if you said, well, I can't save as much, he should, I don't know. I'm very much into like, please, you know, you should have longevity in your career. And I think it's hard to have longevity in a career when you're working 100 hours a week for like, how long is that really going to last for you? You know, for him, it's a lot, right? So that seems fine to me. So what's the concern that prompted you to get in touch with us?
So the issue is I have, my parents right now are overseas. They are 66, 67, and I plan to move them over. We plan to do our green card application for them. Mm-hmm. So when they come over, they will have no Social Security benefits or Medicare or anything. They will bring $500,000 cash when they come. Mm-hmm. And every year they will have 15K retirement by their home country. Mm-hmm. So other than this, they will have nothing. I need to support them for the rest of their life. Probably I'm looking for about 15 to 20 years. Mm-hmm. If they're God,
right, hopefully, space. Right? If everything is good. Will your parents come live with you?
No.
I want to tell you something. Mark is about to jump in and give you all the advice. I feel like this is, sounds eerily familiar, Mark, doesn't it?
Yeah, Carrie, we did the same thing. My wife's parents came over from another country, and they're living here, not with us, but we also applied for the green card, and thankfully we just got it a couple months ago. So yeah, we went through the exact same process.
So how do you think about that, Mark, when you're doing your own? Do you think about that for her parents? Do you allocate some money when you're doing your own planning to consider that? Or, I mean, they're living in the first apartment that Amanda purchased, so that's a help.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it still has a mortgage, so we're, you know, still paying for that. In between, before they had their green card, you know, you never know what's going to happen. If something came up healthcare-wise, you know, we were on the hook for that. So Amanda definitely was putting more into her brokerage account knowing that. Now that they have their green card and they're eligible for Medicaid and all that stuff, that's definitely eases some of the concern on the healthcare front.
So what should Carrie do with this money that's in cash, that they're going to come over with cash? Should that not be spent or, I mean, invested, or should that remain liquid? What's the best way to approach that?
For us, what we did, we knew what we would need for housing costs, for the mortgage and the maintenance of the co-op where we live. That stuff we put aside in cash, like 2 years. We always had 2 years in cash.
So Carrie, in the money that's coming over, will that money be able to come over in one fell swoop, or will there have to be some process by which the money comes in a little bit at a time?
So right now they're trying to sell all their properties in their home country. Mm-hmm. So their plan is to use the money to buy a house or something so they can have a place to live.
But near you, right?
Yes, near me.
Can they buy something? Would they be able to buy something near you, spending less than that full $500,000, or will they really need to spend $500,000 on that?
The problem is because they're old, they're not that old, but in the future, they will not be able to go up and down the stairs.
Right, right.
So ideally, I would like them to have a one floor, either a condo or a single house, just a small place.
Right, like if you had a small ranch house, they could live on one floor, and that's a place you could age in. When they first come, are they going to rent?
Yes, for a year. That's the plan.
Okay. So I think Mark's idea about having 2 years. So what do you think it's going to cost rent-wise?
It's $2,000 per month per a one-bedroom apartment near me.
Okay. So here's what I would think. You know that $320 that's in your Vanguard account? I think that probably about half of that right now should be like, you don't have to physically change anything. In your mind, I think you should consider that half of that money is going to be necessary to help your parents out, especially in the beginning. I'm not sure that's what it's going to be forever. I'm just saying that, like, for in the beginning, you need to have $25,000 for rent for, let's say it's 2 years. So you need to have $50,000 for rent. Right? Did you say $15,000 each for them that they receive, or is it $15,000 total?
Total.
Okay. So I just don't think they're going to be able to live on $15,000 a year, since that is the poverty level. So how much more money do we think they need besides rent? So think about this, like utilities. So it's rent and it's utilities and it's food and it's all that. So, you know, I have to think that's another $50,000. Okay.
Yeah. So in my mind, I'm thinking about, you know, probably $4,000 to $5,000, including health care for them every month. So it's going to be very, very hard.
Well, I mean, it is possible that to start this process, what's going to end up happening is you can take the money that's going into your brokerage while your husband still has this big fat job, right? All that $7,000 a month should go into the high yield savings right now. There's no risk for this money, okay? You're going to build that up. When do you think this is actually going to happen? The actual, like, we are bringing them here?
2024.
Okay, so we have all of next year. So I think in advance, the way I would think of it is I want to have 2 years of their total expenses set aside, okay? Reason I'm saying 2 years is that it, you know, what happens if you can't find a place immediately for them? And then, you know, if they like, they like where they rent, whatever, maybe that's something they do, but you're going to need a bunch of this money, like five, like you said, $5,000 a month is going to be like what they need. So we need to make sure you have that. The question becomes how you choose to prioritize this. I know this is a terrible question, but for example, are you okay saying, well, you know, we'll just max out our retirement accounts. We will not put any more money in the brokerage account because you'll need your cash flow to help out your folks. Are you okay with that? And if you are, it sounds like you are, like you're the only, are you the only child?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to do this and we'll figure out the rest. Keep putting money. So here's what I think you keep putting money into. Either 529 is great. You keep maxing out your retirement accounts. I think the money that's going into that Vanguard account is the money, the any excess money beyond what you have now going into those priorities, retirement, education, goes into your parents' account, quote unquote. When they eventually have the money available to buy something, you reassess and you say, are we right with the amount of money? Is it better that they just keep that cash and just rent for the rest of their lives? I mean, all these things are questions that you will be facing, but we don't have the answers yet. But in advance, I would say, in my head, I'd say, that Vanguard account, half of it's not mine. Half of it is being spent on my parents. Mark, do you think that's the right way to think about it?
It's the right way to think about it. I don't know if ultimately it'll end up being that much. And I will tell you that just plan on them being without health coverage for 1 year. It's going to take you a year. I can tell you, for us, my in-laws arrived May 1st, 2021, and they got their green card in September of this year. So it was a little over a year.
So they better stay healthy. Make sure they take their vitamins and take their walks, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else? Oh, let me ask you a couple other questions. So do you guys have life insurance, you and your husband?
Yes. My husband has what's called a whole life.
Why does he have that?
Oh, it's old. His mother purchased that thing.
Okay. What do you have on your life? Is that through work or separately?
Through work.
How much is that? Like one time your salary?
Yes, $250,000.
How about your estate documents? Do you have a will and a power of attorney and a healthcare proxy?
Yes, it's all done.
Okay, that's all done. I mean, I think that's it. You're a very good daughter. That's what I can say. You are.
Thank you.
You are. You really are. All right, that is it. That is the program. If you are doing some intergenerational planning like Carrie, you should give us a holler. Go to jillonmoney.com. Click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. While you are on the website, you can subscribe to the, not just this podcast, which I know you're subscribed to anyway. You can also subscribe to our other podcasts. So check that out. You can see that we have a radio show. We've got a resources section. We've got a blog section. And we've got a free weekly newsletter, which you should take a look at and certainly subscribe to. By the way, if you feel like spending a few shekels, why not pre-order the new book that I have written? It's called The Great Money Reset. You can check that out online at our website, jillonmoney.com. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.